On today's Technobabble, how to keep your live stream working.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now, here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week we talk about video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, by the way. So if you're watching the video, leave a comment below. Or if you're listening to the audio, just drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllenCliff. So how can you keep your live stream working when something has broken? You know the old saying, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link? Well, if any of the links break in a live stream chain, you've got a problem. If one of your cameras quits working, if your switcher quits working, if your encoder doesn't work, if you don't have internet access, if your live stream host just won't stream, you've got a problem, and any one of those can knock out your live stream, and to your congregation online, it'll look exactly the same. Nothing. So, how do you overcome these possibilities? Because you will have problems. Things will break at just the wrong moment. It will happen. So, how do you get past that problem? Well, first, you plan for failure. I want you to look at everything and start thinking, okay, how will I overcome this problem when it happens? Not if it happens, when it happens. Secondly, you put redundancies in place. And what I mean by this is you have additional cameras, you have additional computers, you have additional ways to do everything. Now, maybe the additional ways aren't as good as the primary ways. That's fine. But if it's important to you that your live stream be up every single Sunday, I would always have a backup plan. And have a backup plan for everything. So, what do you do if your internet goes down? You have a backup plan. What happens if you have two cameras and one of them stops working? Well, you have a backup plan. What if your video switcher doesn't work? You have a backup plan. Third, make switching fast and easy. If you discover a problem at 10:45 and your church starts at 11, it's too late to start the two-hour process of switching everything over. Now, it's much better to have everything nearly switched over at all times and then make one minor change, and that minor change brings in the backup plan. So it's better to have everything ready to go, and then there's a switch you flip, there's an embed code you copy over. There's just something simple that you can do that will change everything and change it in the way that it needs to be changed. And finally, you need to know what will keep your live stream off the air no matter what. So I guess these are kind of the catastrophic situations. If there's absolutely no power at your church, doesn't matter if you've got a backup internet provider. You don't have lights. Your cameras don't work. Your video switcher doesn't work. it's a catastrophic failure. If your building gets hit by a tornado, catastrophic failure, you're just not going to be online. And that's okay. There's some circumstances that you cannot overcome. But what I want you to do is I want you to think through the situations that could happen and have ways to fix the ones that you can fix, as opposed to something goes wrong and you have to figure out how to get past it as a last resort when it's happening, when you're under pressure, not in advance where you can do some simple things. Let me give you some examples. So I mentioned having two cameras, a video switcher, an encoder, internet, and a live streaming host. Each of those could have problems. So let's look at everything starting with the cameras. Let's say you only have two cameras and one of them goes down. Doesn't go down right after service. No, that would be too easy. No, it goes down right before service. How do you get past this? You shoot your entire service as if you only have one camera, because you do. So your camera person needs to be prepped on how to shoot from the perspective of there is only one camera. Next in line, your video switcher goes down. How do you solve this problem? You bypass your video switcher. You need to know where the cables are, where there's a barrel connector, if you've got two B and C cables that need to go together, which they are, etc. Basically, how to bypass the video switcher to get something up and out. Next, your encoder goes down. What's your plan then? If you have a hardware encoder, maybe you also have a computer which may not be great for streaming, but can do the job, and you've got the software on there, you've got everything preloaded and ready to go, so it's just a matter of moving a cable over or starting this computer that you don't normally use, but it's all ready to go. Now, what happens if your internet is down? Well, I suggest that you have backup internet. Most people, their primary internet is going to be a cable modem. So you're likely going to have access to DSL as well. If you do, chances are DSL isn't going to provide you as beefy a connection, so you may not be able to stream HD. But if you're online and you can't make it to church because there's a snowstorm, and that's what actually caused the cable modem to be knocked out, are you going to be grateful that you've got SD when you're used to HD? Yeah, I think you are. So it's better to have something that will work, that it's not ideal, but it'll work, than nothing. Likewise, you could also plan to have something like a Verizon MiFi or some sort of mobile phone-based service that has the ability to connect. And maybe it's expensive, but you almost never use it. You just have it for the occasions when something goes wrong. That's another way to do it. I'm not saying that's the best solution. I'm not saying it's a perfect solution, but it's better than no solution. Maybe even your backup is to stream audio only. It's not a perfect solution, but at least the people that are online can get something out of the service. At least they'll know what's going on, as opposed to, there's nothing here, and there's no message, there's no nothing, because you can't even get online to put the message up on the website that you're having technical problems. Now, what if your live stream host informs you on Friday that they're not going to be continuing service with you, or they bump up the rates, or there's some miscommunication, or they have a problem with their servers? I don't know what the problem is, but imagine that. What do you do then? Well, I suggest that you have YouTube live streaming or Ustream or something as a backup live streaming host. Now, this is less than ideal. All these solutions have problems, but it's better to have something that has problems than to have nothing. So I suggest that that would be a good way to go about it as well. And finally, what if you have problems with your web host? Well, here's something to consider. Being able to redirect traffic to another page, maybe it's redirecting the traffic directly to your live streaming host. Whatever it is, it's a band-aid approach, a way to get past the next hour, 2 hours, however long your church service is, until you can actually fix it and fix it right. So I want you to look at all your possibilities for fixing these problems and figure out how you're going to put solutions in place now so that when, not if, when something goes wrong, you can fix it. And that'll help you go out and change eternity. If you like this content, don't hesitate to subscribe to my email newsletter. It's over at trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts. There I've got a few different gifts that you can choose from, including a video mini course, if that's something that you like. If you're more into ProPresenter, I've got my ProPresenter tricks and also my book on Twitter. Any of those are free gifts for you, and you get a free copy of my email newsletter. So go ahead and make that happen today. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.